Hello, in this podcast I'm going to discuss four inventions. I'd more likely call them just designs rather than big major inventions that I've had recently. Just talk them through, air them out. They're not all that big, but they may be interesting to people who are listening. This is Peter Hill Explains, where I discuss things scientific. Now, this podcast, you'll hear me breathing a bit more and the wind, because I'm actually doing this during a cardiac rehab walk. So I'm about 11 o'clock at night here. It's quite windy in Australia. There's a big storm wind front coming through, so there's lots of high wind. You might pick that up and you might hear me breathing. So in this time I'm going to discuss some inventions. So I've had many, I think some 30 patents that have gone through, and some major scientific discoveries. These are sort of fairly run-of-the-mill discoveries, or not discoveries, I wouldn't even call them discoveries, I just call them inventions or thoughts, basically, as you approach things. So I'll just go through them off the top of my head, so to speak. One's a cup holder for a hospital drip stand as you're walking past. Another one is actually a better wheel design for a drip stand. Then a ultrasonic detector for knife sharpening, and a special tool to assist you in carving your Sunday roast. Now, these are not particularly special. These are just generally, as I'm going through my life, I say, oh, look, let me try and think through these problems. So again, I don't think they're earth-shattering, but I think they're worth considering. And perhaps in the podcast world, there may be more people out there who know someone or can see a commercial avenue for it. So I've been in hospital on two occasions, and two occasions I've had been cannulated. This is where they stick a needle port into your vein, tape it up. It's a very large needle port, and they can swap in various strips, so they can put liquid or antibiotics or anesthetics into your drip, and just without disturbing you in your sleep, just change bags and flick things over. And so particularly in this first one where I had to go without food for a while, food and drink to keep me hydrated, they had me on a drip, and it meant that whereas when you're up and walking, you have to actually drag this particular pole. It's like a hat stand, and at the base of the pole there's a star shape with five or six casters, and in the public hospitals in general these casters are pretty shot and they're hard to move. Now, a thing that occurred to me, it would be rather convenient as you're walking around, is some sort of carry caddy that you can actually just clip onto this pole, and like your car cup holder, so that could hold a drink or a stubby, as we call them in Australia, or just hold your glasses or pens if you're feeling better, you want to walk around, sit down somewhere with it, get somewhere to hold a magazine and a few things as you're maneuvering about. This is rather, I suppose, a silly, trivial, throwaway idea. It's sort of a piece of plastic with two rings in it. It clips onto your pole. Now, I suppose the only advantage of that is that it could be something sold in the florist shop as an accessory, or online as a fun accessory for someone who's in hospital. You can sell it there more as a novelty item, but indeed that would have actually helped me when I was in hospital. I'm breathing a little bit more because I am under cardiac rehab. I'm going up this gentle slope at the moment. be better after this in a short while. So that's the first of the four. The second of the four is more about the caster wheel design. My essential aspect is that a caster is a wheel which you have under a, say, typically an office chair, but in this case it's under the stand, so you can drag it around the place. And typically in a hospital, these casters are actually shot and actually drag, and it's actually quite an effort to pull these things away. And there is the design compromise from having a small footprint for dragging one of these things up to your hospital bed, and a larger footprint for when you want to use it as support to move around the place. So the major thing that struck me is the actual wheel design. So the caster wheels that were there was a single wheel. I'd go for each caster wheel, each of the six caster wheels being double wheels, but on independent bearings. So if that caster had to stay in the same position but turn angle and range to a new angle, wheel on your left, looking from the above, if you turn it clockwise, itself could rotate around, and the wheel on the right, as it's rotating clockwise, would turn the opposite direction. And so these wheels could, in effect, caster wheels could spin on the point without actually grabbing the ground. And so you don't have to actually, so they could actually change their orientation without any friction. Now, again, this could be quite difficult. You want to get something that's called a rake or forward pitch, such that it applies a natural angle guarding the force that you're pushing things, that it directs the axis or direction of the wheels in the direction that you want to go. So obviously if you start playing around with the actual wheel itself such that it can easily turn, you've got to put in some more engineering, and this is not necessarily a bad thing. So you place this caster in a ring, a Delrin, or what in my thought, a ether plastic called Delrin, hardened plastic that you have in, say, drones, and you place that in a ring with teeth on the outside. So this will allow an external mechanism to actually rotate the wheel at command by running cogs on the outside of this large disc to allow these wheels to all rotate at the same stage. So if you imagine six of these modified split independent rotating wheels, you can obviously hear the wind hit the moment here at the moment. Each of these sitting in a bearing with its angle controlled by an angular ring with teeth on the outside and a common gearing mechanism, such that if you turn one, all the other six are slave to it. Now I do have a design process to do this, which is rather elegant, but this is a podcast, not a video or a screencast. But if you can imagine six split casters with left and right independent wheels, and their axis of rotation on this geared ring, you can arrange it to be geared so that they all turn at the same angle at the same time, so they all point, say, all to 10 degrees, or the gears rotate, and it rotates 30, 55, 310 degrees rotation. So you need something above which will point your gears. And this is where the smarts is, that your pole has a crank in it. So it goes up to a certain height, then it goes away from you, up and back. And there's this handle which you can move. So as you move that handle at any direction, the caster's the slave in the same direction. This is quite easy to mechanically design. So you've got your central shaft, and as you rotate that central shaft, the actual casters, oh, we're now going downhill now, the casters rotate in parallel to this. So if you can imagine, you've got your stand, it's now got a crank in it, and so where you point that crank is the direction with which you're going to move off on that. Now, you can have basically a handbrake, which means that it only moves when you depress it, it releases it and allows the casters to move in that particular direction. Now, furthermore, you can have it in sort of two stages, one where the casters are on six spokes going out from your central point, but at an angle, so you can actually push it down such the radius increases for walking mode. So I have a general idea of this, and perhaps it might be hard, you might want to do a few diagrams of it and you'll come up with a better idea, but essentially this one is point the casters where you point the crank of your pole, and a handbrake to let it go forward, and a position, a mobile position where it's slightly larger and more stable and at a greater angle. So one of the problems is that you're going across different surfaces and you've got a relatively small disc at the bottom, so you have to lift up your wheel comparatively high to move it across a barrier, say onto carpet or something else like that. I'll hopefully get out the wind here at the moment. So you move it out of there. So if you have this larger thing, it's like a bike with a larger separation between the wheels, there's less bumpiness for it. So just combining bike design and going ahead. Now, again, there's a novelty in the first idea of a stubby holder for your pole. There's a novelty value. For this, perhaps a prototype displaying your equipment, say in a medical conference, and maybe in a more exclusive hospital, which is wanting to cater for the very rich with all the doodads, to have it there. So they're the two ideas. I'm about to complete the downhill part of my walk. Again, I'm going to have to apologise for the big winds happening here in New South Wales tonight as I walk home. So that's covered the first two inventions. And they're not major inventions. There's no major aha reconfiguration. It's more a design. And there's not a major market for it. But perhaps in this podcast world, there will be people out there who will say, oh, look, I know how to go here. Go on that. So that reflects part of my life, and I've had some many inventions or design ideas as I've sat in hospital. I suppose a particularly one is a rocking chair which rocks with your breathing. So they monitor your breathing through the little they wire you up. And so when you're first coming out of open heart, your lung capacity is very low. So it'd be great if you could sit in a chair and it could rock forward and help you, help the force of moving forward and back just to move your diaphragm to help you breathe. And look, there's a series of design ideas I've had there. Of course, as a patient, you have to shut up and be and find a feedback which fits the standard patient feedback. You can't sort of be high on drugs and start rabbiting on about designs. They know that you're mad. Okay, getting back to the next part of my life is just a chance meeting with someone in a knife shop and some ideas I've had associated with that. This is having a magnetic piezoelectric feedback which you clip onto your knife and it can basically give you acoustic feedback to tell you if you're sharpening it properly and if it's sharp, and actually listen to it as you put it on sharpening surfaces, and then you hone the edges by putting it on a leather strap. This is where you polish the edges for metal knives. That's a very quick one. And another idea associated with that is that when you're cutting meat and you're cutting into a slice of meat, you actually want to hold that slice of meat flat down in its original position. And this is some sort of I suppose we call them tongs, some sort of double flat tongs which can come in at an angle and basically hold your meat flat after you've cut it, grab it and hold it flat and down such as your blade continues to cut into the fibres rather than your meat floating up and failing to cut. Then when this is done, this holds it and can actually serve or put the meat off in the flat position. And that's just a general idea. So the idea of this podcast is to get used to the requirement that I exercise up to the point that I can hold a conversation, in this case a podcast, get into the smaller things. One of the advantages of podcasts is that if you're sufficiently fast and good at it, which I'm trying to get to, you can capture smaller nuances, which are often very important for people to understand and hear, and to put it out there. And a lot of podcasts, they're pretty crappy. You know, they can be pretty poor. People cannot be interested in it. But it's a big world out there, and there may be people who it strikes a chord. They'll listen to it and be able to start a conversation up with you. So the idea of hope is this is out here in Australia, where the population is very dispersed, and there's not a lot of industry, there's not a lot of ability to realistically take any entrepreneurial idea, but that doesn't mean that people with engineering backgrounds can't be continuously thinking and expressing and discussing things. Obviously you can't discuss this in the middle of a social situation or a medical situation where that's not the agenda, but let's hope that at least one of these ideas, or some of these ideas, may come into fruition and improve someone's lives, and if not me, other people who podcast their ideas and designs. Look, thanks for listening. This is Peter Hill Explains, and in the meantime, as I'm hoping to improve, I hope that you listen and also improve at your end of the podcast world. Bye. Thanks for listening. Good night.